Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lightning. How may I help you today?
Yes, I have a charger $56.95 on my account. I don't even know what this is for. What is home supply or whatever this is?
Give me 1 second. I'll get it pulled up for you. Good morning. All right, what's your zip code?
34491.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Blanca Stewart.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
I'm gonna give you my address, but you guys just charge me something. I don't want to charge again. No.
You're not gonna get billed. I mean, we already have.
I don't know who you guys are. What are you guys? I can't give you my information if you don't give me.
The only thing that we're gonna tell you what we billed you for, but I mean, you have to verify information. Have you purchased anything online?
No, I haven't. And especially yesterday, it was $56.95. I haven't even been online. I was at work. So someone charged something to me.
Yeah, well, we already have it. You can just verify it. I'm going to tell you what they billed you for. It's only just for security, so we can make sure it's you that's calling in.
I don't think anybody else is going to be calling. Yeah, go for my charges, please.
No, you're fine. I mean, we already have the information. Plus, we're the only ones that can cancel it for you. So, if you don't get it stopped, then they might keep billing you for it.
How did that sound? I'm sorry. I'm taking
my... No, it's okay. And then it may be something you signed up for and you just didn't know that you were going to get that charge. That's why I said.
Probably. I just didn't sign up for anything. I usually know when I sign up for something. But.
Yes, ma'am. Art, are you going to verify that address so I can tell you what they're billing you for?
You want me to give you my address?
Yes, ma'am. That's
10470 Southeast 159th Street.
All right. So it looks like here we have an account pulled up. Did you sign it for a smartwatch online originally for $7.95?
They sent me a free watch, which I threw it away. I think it's not good. But I didn't sign up for that.
Oh, so
you're
saying that...
$56 for that piece of shit?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no. I threw that thing in the trash. That's not good. It's just a piece of junk.
She said I threw it in the trash.
I didn't even order it.
Oh, so you're saying you received it. You didn't know what it was, so you just threw it away?
Yeah, I looked at it, and I go, what the heck is this? And I turned it on and stuff, and it's like, this is a piece of junk. It doesn't even work. It's like a little trinket type.
Oh,
And they charged me $56 for this?
Yes.
And it was supposed to, it was a survey or something, and they said you get a gift, and I picked the free gift. That's what it was. So they charged me for that.
So you did sign up for the watch.
But, well, I signed up, but I didn't sign up to get paid $56. Instead, it was a free gift.
Okay. That's just the advertisement part. Once you put your payment method in the little part that says, do you agree to what's called policy terms and conditions? That's what you have to read. Then it tells you that watch is free, but you have to cancel it within, looks like yours was 3 days. And then if you don't cancel it, they charge you full price, which is that $56.95. So that's why they billed you for it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have to make sure you read.
That's why I don't do surveys on
I don't either.
And I got caught. I got scammed. So now I'm stuck with that. That was a long time ago, too. That wasn't like...
I was going to say, yeah, that was in January. That's why you forgot about it.
I hope they don't charge me again for that stuff.
I'll help you with that. Give me 1 second. She's like, oh, my God.
Unbelievable. I don't even have it. I can't even return it because it was just a trinket. It's really no good.
Trust me, I've did the same thing where you get something, don't read it, like, oh, you know, I'm going to get this for free, and then all of a sudden, here comes the charge.
Yeah, and I didn't even know, I didn't even say where it came from or nothing. It's like, oh, I wanted this. It must have been the free thing that I did the survey. because he told me pick something. Good thing I didn't pick anything more expensive. They probably would have charged me $50 for anything.
Yeah, probably most of them probably cost that much.
Because that was not, it's not even, it looks like an eyewash, but it's one of those little, you know, cheap ones that you could buy for $10 or something.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm not kidding. It's junk.
She said it was, oh, God, I'm so sorry about that.
So how do I get these charges off?
Let's see what we can do, because being that you agree to that information, let's see what the policy is here. So it looks like what we can do on that charge, looks like, let's see. So it looks like they do offer a 35% refund. Of course, you can't ship yours back anyway, but they don't take it. But, Yeah, but they offer a 35% refund. Would you like me to put that on the account for you?
Yes. Just $35 refund. And do I have to return it? Because I don't have it.
No, ma'am, you don't. We don't take it back if you did have it.
Yeah, I don't have it.
She's like, I don't have it. Let's see here.
And I'm going to cancel my credit card because I don't want anybody else to charge me anything like that. And I'm afraid this company is going to charge me again. So I guess I'll be canceling that card.
You know, once we cancel it out, yeah, we can't go back and charge you. But I mean, if you want to do that just for your security.
So how long does it take to put back the money?
3 to 5 business days. Of course, it is the weekend. So I would just say start it about, oh God, hold up. Now I got to put yours in, man. It looks like it's pending here. 1 second.
Sure. What time does it do? 12 o'clock? All right. Not even a thank you.
These teenagers are such assholes.
I know they are, some of them. She don't want to work. She shouldn't have to. She didn't work. Works at a little job and not. Took me forever to get her out of the house to get to work.
And now she don't want to go.
And then now she gets out with an attitude and don't even say thank you.
See,
I had to get my ass up early on my day off.
Is that? I would be like, girl, you lucky you're not walking.
That's what I told her earlier when she was getting ready, and I told her, are you almost ready? I'm getting ready. It's like, wait a minute.
Oh.
That's my granddaughter that lives with me.
Oh,
never
okay.
Take your grandchildren in, I'm telling you.
Got that right.
Never do it.
These kids are just so ungrateful.
They really are. Teenagers, I just don't understand. God, my parents would have... Whoop my butt.
Oh, me and you both.
I feel like smacking her sometimes, but then you know, child abuse.
They need that. I'm telling you, these kids really need that.
They really do. They need a stern hand.
Yes.
And I'm too old for that now.
She said, you ain't got time for all that now.
I don't. I'm 65. I don't feel like wrestling some child that, you know, almost big as
well,
me.
Well, you sound way younger than that.
Yeah, I'm old and I just got scammed for $56. Oh, my God.
She said I'm old. You know, I thought, you know, you definitely don't sound like you're 65.
Oh, yeah. Kids, they keep you young.
I know. That's a good thing. You want to look and stay looking young.
Yeah, but your heart is always broken, so it's like, I don't know what's better. You do so much for them, and they don't appreciate anything.
No, you're definitely right. Trust me. I see how my mom felt when I was young, because
yeah.
I definitely was, not that I was unappreciated. I don't think I just really know what that meant.
Yeah.
That's basically what happened with me. Now that I have kids, I'm like, oh, my God, now I see.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Did I put my mom through that? That's horrible.
I know. That's horrible, making you feel so, just buy them all this stuff, and then it's just like it's never enough, and that I cannot stand that.
Yeah, it just makes me feel so small and
doesn't
helpless.
It
You can't do anything about it. You got to stick, you know, it's like you want to throw them out, but it's like, oh, I want to
I'm serious. Like, get out and get your. They'll see once they get their own job and start working. They'll be like, oh my god, I should have been thankful for that, you know.
Yep.
But we did go ahead and get you situated. So, do you want to write down the cancellation number just in case you have to call back in and check on the refund?
I'm driving, but let me see if this pen is even gonna work. It wasn't working when I was trying to write the number. Okay, what is it?
It's C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
The number is going to be 259-174-639.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm driving and I can't.
No, you're fine. 639.
All right.
And yeah, give that refund 3 to 5 business days. Like I said, I would just wait till next week because a lot of times, you know, they don't process over the weekend.
Yeah, I'll wait till next week, and then I'm going to cancel it. I'm just going to turn that card off because I don't want them to charge me again next month or something. You know how these things are. I don't understand how they get away with that, but they do it.
Yeah, as long as they have it listed on the page, and, of course, you have to agree to it because you have to cut that little box. That means you're saying that, you know, you've read it. You know that you're going to be billed. So.
Yeah, and I think I put my card number. It's like, how stupid could I be? I should have known. That they're gonna. I think it was for shipping, $2 shipping. And then, of course, you know, I was even thinking, why am I doing this? And I did it anyway. It's like, oh my god, never again.
Why do you say never again?
Never am I doing that again. Putting my card number on something, you know, that I don't even for a survey. Come on. But the watch was really nice when you looked at it on the average, you know, free watch. You pay shipping, you know, and then you get the watch for free. And it's like, yeah, okay. Well, thank you, ma'am, for your help.
All right, you're so welcome. If you have any other questions, just call us back at this number.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.